short-term memory problem. So, you know, Julie had to interview him on the stage. Did anybody see Zig when he was like that? Yeah. And at the big rallies, it was kind of a problem because, you know, everybody didn't know him and love him and everything. So we do a video interview at Ziegler, and then he came and spoke at the conference. Now, the cool thing about it was that, you know, even though he would repeat himself, as Julie said, anything that Zig Ziegler says is worth repeating, right? And she prepared the audience, but he would get stuck on these loops. And this loop that he got stuck on this particular day was what he called the home court advantage. So Julie said, so Daddy, did you take a little fall recently? Said, oh yes, little one, I fell as hard down those stairs, almost as hard as I did for that redhead. And he said, you know, when things are good at home, things are going to be good out there in the workplace. He said, when things are good here, things are going to be better out there. He said, I call that the home court advantage. A few minutes later, she asked him a question. Well, you know, Julie, when things are better at home, things are going to be better in the workplace. When things are good here, things are going to be better out there. I call that the home court advantage. Daddy, you already shared that with them a few minutes ago. Oh, well, you know what? Those two guys on the front row weren't listening. Then he repeats it again, and again, and again. About the sixth time he repeats himself about the home court advantage, a guy, a first-time attendee, pops up and walks out the room. Go over there, and I'm like, peek out, is he leaving or what? He's on the phone. I'm like, who takes a phone? I mean, Zig Ziglar's on the stage. I know he's repeating himself, but this is good stuff, you know? And so, I don't know, maybe he's changing his plane. Maybe he's going home early. Maybe he didn't, you know, doesn't get it or whatever. I don't know. So he gets off the phone. He starts coming back into the room, and I stepped outside the door, and I said, hey, man, is everything okay? And he said, yeah. He said, Zig just got to me. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I got this girlfriend that for the last 4 years she's been wanting to get married, and I didn't want to get married. Zig convinced me that I need to marry this girl. So I called her and asked her to marry me. I'm thinking to myself, you proposed over the telephone? Really? I didn't say that, but that's what I'm thinking. You propose to this girl over the telephone. He just couldn't wait. Zig got to him. So it convinced me that sometimes men need to be reminded about six times of something that's important. Amen, ladies? Amen. Okay, all right. So anyway, I said, did she say yes? And he said, yeah. She said yes, and we high-fived each other, went back in the room. So that's how that relationship got started. Tom was there. He's sitting at the back of the room. He's talking to Inner Circle members. And then what happened was I want you to notate this, okay. I just started investing in that relationship. When you find somebody that you want to work with on a high level, you want to invest in that relationship. And I just started trying to figure out what it was that they needed. So every time I went to Dallas, you know, I made an appointment to go by and see them. I always brought food. Always. I brought chocolates. I brought donuts. I brought every time I go to Ziegler, I can't stop now. Because even every time I go to Ziegler, I was there last week and I brought a watermelon and I took a marker and I wrote, you know, the Z team is phenomenal on there. And so then, I'm building this relationship. I start doing these video webcasts for them, for their small business audience. Tom texts me one day and he said, we're talking about you today. I need to talk to you next week. He calls up. And first thing that happened is he says, hey, we're writing Dad's next book, which might be his last book. And he said, I think you have some kind of quote that ties the personal to the business. He said the last chapter of the book is called Born to Win for Business Leaders, and I want to tie the personal to the business. Don't you have some kind